morning, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Two New Yorkers with a Thousand Opinions. My name is Pascual Cardone, and my co-host is Evelyn Calleja. Good morning, Evelyn. How are you?
Good morning, Pascual. Top of the morning to you.
And top of the morning to you.
It's a great day in Largo, Florida.
Sunny and hot and humid.
Oh, my God. It's so freaking hot. Well, you know they say, well, you move to Florida, but we're not usually this hot.
Well, everybody is. Northeast here, we're going through a very bad heat wave here. It's terrible. It really is. It's more like the end.
Alexa, shut it. Sorry.
When you said that, then mine goes alive.
It's like, go alive? It's so crazy.
Stop, girl. Put it down. Yes. So the heat waves has been horrible all over the country.
Yeah, all over the country. It's like, really, we're doomed.
Yes, exactly. And then the flooding. Did you see the flooding in Kentucky there?
I know. For years, I've been saying, you know, why don't they do like a pipeline in these places that always flood? If they could do a pipeline over hundreds of miles for oil, why can't they do it with water? To redirect the water to where they need it. But half the country is flooding. What?
But don't they have drainage somewhere? It's just not enough. It's got
to
be a drain.
What I mean is to like have a directed pipeline. And all that water gets directed to the places where they need the water.
Well, why don't you just write a letter?
I'd just rather just say it to my friends.
Well, let's hope
somebody if the government is listening to this, right? The government might be listening to this.
Yes, I'm sure they are. You know, we're people to be listened about.
We should, yes. Anyway. Well, so today is, the day that this
will drop. It is August 3rd.
Okay, Guru Man. So what is today, August 3rd?
It is National Watermelon Day.
Wow. Everybody gets like their watermelons.
Yeah, I'm going to go and get a watermelon. I love that. That's the one thing I enjoy during the summer.
I do love a watermelon. I do.
Yeah, but you never know which one to get. That's what irks me about these watermelons. Like, what do you tap it? You hug it?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Yeah. I think it's like the luck of the draw.
Yeah, but then you get it home, your mouth is watering, and then all of a sudden, you know, you put it in the refrigerator, and then it's like, it's not good.
I don't know. Maybe you knock it and it sounds hollow. What do I know? That's a good Google question.
I know.
I understand that our production staff, Eric Rode, created a Google question just for you.
I know.
What was it?
I don't know.
You don't remember? Should I bring him in and ask him?
Yeah, I'm going to go through his hair thing. He did tell me about something. Oh, my God. All right, talk.
Well, I have breaking news.
Why?
I wish we had like this just in. We got an email from our celebrity Google, Lisa.
Oh, what's up with Lisa?
She heard us carrying on about that, your girlfriend and her private plane.
Oh, right. What about her?
Well, she wrote me an email. She said, regarding Kim Kardashian, there is a site on Twitter called Celebrity Jets. They track the flights of celebs who own their own airplanes.
Right.
I think this flight was to Australia, the one we were talking about, to visit her boyfriend. We said that, right?
Yes, we already went through that, yeah.
So she said you have to dug up, you can see that they stated how many pounds of gas used, cost of gas, and CO2 emissions. So for her to go on this plane ride to see her boyfriend, she used 38,976 pounds of fuel, jet fuel. It cost $39,662 just for the fuel. And that created 61 tons of CO emissions. Isn't that just alarming?
Just to see him for a few days.
Exactly. I mean, get real.
Well, since we're on that subject, did you hear what Kanye West is talking about?
No.
So he doesn't believe the relationship is real, but he's also attacking Pete's clothing. And his comment was, it looks like he shops in the mall. When I read that, I'm like, well, what an arrogant person for him to say he shops.
Where else is he going to shop?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure Kanye has people go to him or sends him clothing to wear, but, you know, there's beautiful stores in these malls, Nordstrom's, Macy's, you know.
You see the hubris of these people?
I'm like, what world is he in? Everybody else here shops in malls. Oh, it looks like he shops in a mall. Well, duh, yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was awesome.
We can go on and on about this. But you care about the environment, why are you spending all these tons, putting tons of that CO emission? Our world needs help.
I agree, but the rich people, they just don't care, and they just abuse it.
So, Pasquale, here and now, I vow to you, when we get to be celebrities, we are not getting private jets. We're flying commercial.
We're going to go first class, though?
Yes, of course.
So there is a difference.
Well, there is. But, you know, do you agree with me? None of this jet business.
No, because it's a lot of money. I mean, if Algeria wanted to send it to us, I mean, I wouldn't say no.
We're mentioning Algeria again.
They want to send it to us. That's very nice.
Thank you, Algeria.
Yes. We just have to have two jets because I'm in Connecticut and you're in Florida. That's not good.
I know. That's more pollution. We can't do that, Pasquale.
Well, they can pick you up first and come get me. Then it'd be one plane.
No, but it's still messing up, you know, the environment.
All right. Well, you're right. We have to go.
Oh, look at you wanting a jet. No one is getting you a jet, mister.
Christmas
you know what I'm laughing at when we said hello this morning before we started the show? So you said, you said I did this and this today, then I'm doing this, then I'm going out. So wanna share what you're doing today all in one day?
I was showing some homes to a client and then I went to the beach. Then I came home and I did my hair. I didn't tell you that. I buzzed my head.
Oh.
Then I'm going to go to the movies, go out to dinner. I think I got
it all. Look at you. Ask me what I did today.
What'd you do today?
I got up, had a little coffee. I read my book. And then, I have to tell you, we're working on the desk that we got from Wayfair. You know,
they
came in pieces. You know, you have to put it together.
Right.
Oh my God, it's taken us over a week and we're not done with this stupid thing.
Oh my. Are you following the directions?
Yes, I'm very careful about it.
But
obviously not careful enough. We've had to take it apart three times.
Oh my gosh.
We've got to slip one thing. Yes.
Wow. See,
it's torturous.
If I had a jet, I'd fly down.
See? And we would want you to, and then we would just say, look, take care of this. But what I have to tell people who buy from Wayfair, be careful of what you look for the things that already come assembled. This is painful. I'm saying it's millions of little pieces. It was terrible.
I agree. These things, I don't know where we got ours from at the office, but all of a sudden, Sophia, the marketing director there, came over to me when I was at the office and she said, can you help us? So Peter was there. He's the office manager. The three of us figuring out how to put this table together took three people. It's ridiculous. It's just bizarre.
It's not funny. I am really good at it because I read directions to the T. And how I missed it twice that you needed to keep that side open. I missed it.
And you weren't drinking.
No, I don't drink anymore.
I know. Well, we can't use that excuse. All
It's
right.
so crazy.
I'm sorry. And wait, is it done now?
No,
Oh.
we're not
Oh.
done. It's terrible. We have a couple more days.
Well, when is Dustin coming over and Sandra?
Well, they were supposed to be here this weekend, which we were really looking forward to because we were looking forward to giving him the book and saying, have at it. And you know, they offered, but I'm quarantining because
Oh, why?
I have surgery on Monday.
Oh, correct,
And
Mundo.
I got when I got the COVID test for the hospital, the woman reminded me, she said, you know, you really should stay home and not go out anywhere and
Right.
don't be with, don't have company. So it's
Right.
true, right?
No, I agree. I agree. But I
So
mean, they could have come in and put the table outside.
yeah. Yeah, no, we were
Oh, you got to
sorry not to
wait.
see them. Yeah.
When you get better, when you're, another
But
time.
I'm better. So yeah, so this drops on Wednesday. By Wednesday, I already would have had my surgery. I'm having
Right.
my
And you'll
surgery
be
on
fine.
Monday, August 1st.
Right. Exactly. All right. Can I ask you a question about the olden days?
Yes.
You grew up in the Bronx.
I did.
Did your family go to the beach? Did you go to Orchard Beach?
Sometimes we go to Orchard Beach, and sometimes I remember Orchard Beach very well. And
Yeah.
sometimes we would go all the way to Brooklyn to Coney Island.
Oh my God. That's great. How did you get there, though? Did you drive your parents?
My dad had a car, of course, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't know if they, public transportation, public
No, not with
transport.
that whole crew. Are you kidding? Five kids and my grandmother? The Beverly Hillbillies. Are you kidding?
What
No.
kind of car did you have for five people?
Well, you know,
Five?
he had a car like those
Was it a
cars.
station wagon? It wasn't a station
No, it
wagon?
wasn't a station
Oh, okay.
wagon.
That's what I mean. All right. No, we grew up and we went to the beach. We didn't go to Coney Island, though. We went to Manhattan Beach. But my mom went a few times, but as a New Yorker, she really didn't go to the beach. So my dad,
Yeah.
my grandparents took us. But my mother's mother and father didn't go to the beach because they were New Yorkers.
Yeah.
That's why I was just curious. They just, but my father's parents, brought us to the beach many times. It's just
Well, we
funny the
didn't go
difference,
all the
the New
time.
Yorker.
It was a
Yeah,
it
yeah.
wasn't an occasional thing. Then when we got older, you know, I'm the youngest of five, so my sister Elva was older. She'd take us, you know, she'd take us to the park, to the beach. When we were older, we went by ourselves.
Right. Yeah, now I used to go to Reese Park as a teenager because that was the happening area for my people. So that was always
Reese
fun.
Park in Brooklyn.
Yes, yeah, there was a whole section for us. So it was nice. You just felt good. You're amongst your own people. So it was a lot of fun.
You're amongst your people. So
That
I
was.
saw a poster driving down the road this week. And it was an advertisement, I guess, for a steak place. Here's what the
Oh.
poster said. Now, you tell me your opinion on this. The poster said, nobody beats our meat. That
Nobody beats our meat. yes, it's a play on words. I
crazy? Of
mean,
course,
yeah,
but who
okay.
would do that? That's
Do
a crazy thing.
you remember the name of the place?
No, I
No,
didn't catch. I just
isn't that
caught the
interesting?
word. And I said to
But isn't
Eric,
that
that
interesting?
I said that billboard just said nobody beats our meat. And so we were like just laughing like crazy.
But how good is that? Because then you don't know the restaurant when you drive by. You know what I mean? Like, as far as a marketing standpoint,
Yeah,
you are in PR.
it should have been really that they
Like the
made
name of
it
the
up.
restaurant doesn't beat. Yeah.
You know what
That
I
was.
mean? So they should make
Yes.
that the big thing. No, I did not notice what it was.
Interesting. So, did their advertising work?
Well, it's funny,
Yeah. Oh, I
but
think
I
it's
don't know who they are.
hysterical.
Nobody
I just
beats our
had
meat.
delicious, speaking of the meat, a pulled pork. I went to a barbecue up at Jordana and Tom's, and
Oh,
he
nice.
cooks it for like 12 hours. You make yours, don't you? The barbecue, the pulled
I don't
pork.
make it. I
I've
make
never.
Puerto Rican roast pork. I don't make a barbecue
Oh,
of it.
Okay. Oh, they did it. It was delicious. Yeah, it was really very good. No, I've had yours, your pulled pork. Good.
Yeah, I marinate it. It's not pulled pork, it's just roast pork.
Right.
You
Still
could
good.
pull it if you want to. I don't do that. I slice it nice. But yeah, you're such a busy guy.
Yeah, and I just went to a comedy show last night.
I
It
saw
was
that on
hysterical.
Facebook.
Where did I go? It was in Stanford, like 10 minutes away. Yeah, this woman that I just met when I was painting the bridge with the seniors. She's
That
not a senior. It
bridge.
was her idea, Lori. I know that bridge. But anyway, she was one of the comedians. And she invited me to come and hear all the comedians. It was great.
Was it
I
fun?
love doing that. It
Did you
was. We had
laugh?
dinner there. I did laugh and dinner and drinks. It was a lot. It was a great night out. It was in a tent under the stars, so it was
Oh,
good.
nice. Look at you all.
But this week, speaking of the bridge, we're having the grand opening. We're going to be cutting the ribbon on that bridge.
Oh, pictures will follow, I hope.
Supposedly, we're going to have me in the front holding the ribbon as the youngest, and I don't know if it'll work. The youngest member of the senior center. And on the other side is going to be the oldest. She's 92.
Wow, bless your hearts.
I'm hoping because we have to try this image of there's more to senior center than just 92-year-old people. So I'm trying to have them make me the poster child of
Yeah,
youth.
because more younger people will go if they see. Like to me, I don't
Exactly.
know from the senior center around here. I have to say, I'm loath to try it. I am afraid it's all too old.
Right. My friend Marianne, she's 80, I say, and she doesn't want to join it because she said, oh, it's a bunch of old people. It's like, Marianne, you're 80. But you wouldn't think she's 80. You know what I
Well,
mean?
some of
She
us
acts like she's
don't,
60.
you know. I'm 70. I
No.
don't feel 70.
No, exactly. And that's the sad part with the senior center. Everybody thinks it's just sit there and, you just sit there all day, and it isn't. So, anyway, enough
So,
about
did you
that.
find Eric's Google question for you?
Yes.
What was it?
What is, so I'm going to tell it to you then, right?
Yeah.
What is or what does Wi-Fi stand for?
Oh, of course he picked
IT. He's IT guy. So what does Wi-Fi stand for? I don't really know. Got
Wi-Fi.
to be an acronym.
Wireless fidelity, wireless, I
I
don't know.
don't know. I
I
don't know.
know in
What is
Spain,
Wi-Fi?
when we're in Spain, they don't say Wi-Fi, they say Wi-Fi.
Oh, how cute that is with an
Isn't that
accent.
cute? So they'll
Wi-Fi.
say, tenemos Wi-Fi, we have Wi-Fi. I was once with Sandra and Dustin in Marbella. I had bought a coat in one of those little
Yeah.
shops on the boardwalk there. And
Right.
she took my credit card and she's running around saying, one moment, one moment. No, Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi went out. The Wi-Fi went out. We were hysterical. She's running around
Thank
going,
God, that's hysterical.
no, I Wi-Fi means there's no Wi-Fi. No, I Wi-Fi. No, I Wi-Fi. Hysterical. But speaking of Justin, he sent me a thing on Instagram. Or I don't know, on Messenger about a cookery show. And she's saying something about putting it in the microwave. Instead of microwave, the woman says the microwave.
Now that one I've never heard.
I've never heard that either.
Wow.
The
Is she an
microwave.
and is she a European or can't be an
She was
American?
speaking English. I don't know what she was. I
Microwave.
didn't pay that much. Again, I didn't pay attention. That's
Right.
how I am, charmingly forgetful and a little bit ditzy. No, I didn't pay attention to that. But you know, in Spanish, microwave is microonda. Wave is onda.
What is it?
Microonda.
Microonda. Okay. Well, the senior center might start a class of speaking Spanish, like introductory.
Oh, are you
So
going to
I
do
might.
it?
I would. I mean, it's in the afternoon. I'm doing real estate, so I can run around in the afternoon. But yeah, I would love that. Yeah, this fellow Rene Soto is going to start teaching it.
Oh, so you
So
could
he's
practice with him.
the artist that, yeah, he's the artist that did the design of the bridge at the senior center at the beach.
Look at
So,
you with
you
all
know, I
your
got to learn some
fancy
language.
friends.
I'll be able to speak Spanish to you.
Well, we can certainly do that, but you'll have
Right.
someone to the whole idea of learning a language is to be able to practice.
That is true. I'm just afraid that he's going to tell me the wrong thing. And, you know, I'll go up to a woman or something and say, "Oh, you're beautiful." And he'll tell me, it's like, "Oh, you're fat," or something. You know, I don't
Yeah.
know. I got to be careful with him. I don't want him to play something on me as a
Well,
joke.
I would
But
pass that all by me first, okay?
I'll keep you posted.
Keep me posted. Anything he tells you to say, I want to see it first.
All right. That sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
So look at the time already. Wow.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies. Well, what else
I
do you
know.
have for me today? National Watermelon Day. What should we do? Just eat watermelon?
Yeah, I'm gonna go make sure I have watermelon that day. It's the National Watermelon.
Yeah, we should
Definitely.
do the same thing.
That'll be a lot of fun.
So much fun. And what else have you got planned for this week?
Going to see Uncle Nunzi.
Oh, when? Tomorrow, which would be Sunday.
Yes, I'm gonna go, which will be Sunday for me. And my brother and I are gonna dig it down. We'll have Uncle Nunzi, his wife Anne, and Tom will be there, his Uncle Nunzi's son. So we're gonna have a nice Sunday afternoon dinner,
Oh,
lunch.
nice.
Yeah, so that'll be nice, get together with him.
Say
You
hi
know, at
to Uncle
93.
Nunzi and the fam.
I will. I'm always amazed with him at 93. God bless that man. You know, it's always a lot of fun to see him. So it'll be good. And then
Hey,
in a
you
few
know, did
weeks.
you see the news this week about the
About
whale that fell on the boat? You know, I
no.
have a fear of whales that everybody laughs at.
But it
But
comes through.
yeah, I said to Eric, do you see what I'm talking about? It tried to breach, and when it came down, it went right on a small boat.
You know, I saw it. I didn't listen to it, but I saw it as I was flipping the channels. So what happened on that? I saw
No
some
one
animal go.
died. No one got hurt.
Oh, they didn't. Thank God.
No, but see, the thing is, those things are too big. You can't be going out in the water with those things. It's
But
really frightening.
how do you know when a whale's going to come up out of the water?
Just stay out of the water. You don't think you should just stay out of the water? If you know it's whale time, like out in California, there's
Oh,
whales
when it's whale
everywhere.
season. Oh, okay. Yeah, but right now we're having a problem with sharks up here.
Yeah, well,
What are you
this
not going in the
boat
water?
had a problem with a whale.
But what were they doing there? Were they going fishing, or is it
I don't
just a
even
sunset?
know where it
I'm
was.
sorry,
Again, I didn't pay attention.
I didn't know what kind of boat it was. It was just small, out in the water, and got hit by a whale. Okay.
Hysterical, but really.
It's frightening. You just never know. It is what it is.
It is
Thank
what
God
it
for
is.
her. So, well, I'm going to wish you a good luck this week. And then on Wednesday, you know, this will drop. But seriously, good luck with everything on Monday for you.
Okay.
You'll be doing fine. And then I'll see you here in Connecticut in a few weeks. In September, you're coming up.
Guess what Wi-Fi really stands for?
Oof. What? I don't know.
Wireless fidelity. Didn't I say that?
You said that. You
I'm
said
so
wireless
freaking
fidelity.
smart, it scares me.
How did you know that?
I didn't know it was in my brain somewhere. I tell you, I'm as surprised as anyone else.
Wow.
I must have heard that or read it, of course, through my life, and I filed it away.
Well, your husband's IT. I'm sure he must have said it over dinner one night.
Well, yeah, I'm
Just
sure that's what we talk about wireless fidelity.
don't know what you straight people talk about.
Well, it's, you know, lately it's been, you know, all about me.
Lately?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Only known you 28 years,
I
so.
know. All right. So with that,
All right. Love you. Have a
love you
great week.
more. It's good been great seeing you and talking to you and hearing your voice.
Same here.
Know that very soon we'll be up there.
Yeah, in a month, September. In a month,
we'll be up to see you. Yes, sir.
And we could do this at the same, I was going to say the same time zone, but in the same location.
Room, in the same location.
That'll be fun. Yes, looking forward to that. So everybody have a great week. All right. Love you all. Ciao, ciao. And
love to all our listeners. We'll talk soon. Hopefully you'll keep tuning in. Tell your friends, follow us, like us, and share us. And it's not only for Algeria's sake.
I love how you say it. All right, everybody. Thank you. Be well.
All right. Bye.